安德烈·沃麦克《罗马书》保罗的恩典巨作二十四集，欢迎来到安德烈·沃麦克福音真理栏目，专注于神无条件的爱与恩典的教导施工。当你明白你的旧罪性和旧人已经消失了，现在的你是个全新的人，随着你更新你的思想，你就能为神结出果子来。接下来是安德烈的时间，欢迎收看星期四的福音真理栏目。今天我们将继续进行逐章逐节通讲罗马书的教导。今天教导罗马书进行到了第七章，而第五周课程也将即将接近尾声。昨天我在节目中说过，要教导这个主题是有点困难的，并非因我讲的错误或令人难以理解，而是因为这与多数人所相信的大相径庭。因此，大多数人好像都没有明白这些内容的基础。所以我鼓励你们获取这本关于罗马书的新书。
It has my
包含我在节目中的教导以及我撰写的活评论。
Also has the teaching, from my living commentary. I have now written
到目前为止，我已经为圣经中的26,000多节撰写了注释。
In the Bible, and it has
书中包括活评论的罗马书部分
of that living
以及我所做的教学。
In there, plus a teaching that I've done, and so you put all this
你可以把它们结合在一起学习。另外还有 CD 与 DVD， 我们有这个系列的一整个套装。我鼓励你们获取这个套装，因为这个主题很难在短短30分钟内讲完。保罗在罗马书一章十六节提出了他的观点，在后面的七章中，他一直在阐述这个观点。
We've covered a lot of material.
我们已经讲了很多内容，也没有时间再回顾一遍了，请一定上去搜索。你可以访问我们的网站，在网站上你可以免费观看所有的电视节目，这会对你有极大的帮助。现在我们正在讲罗马书的第七章，昨天我刚讲完了第十三节。第十四节说，我们知道律法是属灵的，而我是属肉体的，已经卖给罪了。他将在接下来几节中阐述这一点，但他讲的不是重生的自己。如果你读这一章并回顾一下我这周的教导，在前几节中他把我们的死那个旧罪性比作一个女人嫁给了一个专制的暴君。而她摆脱这段婚姻的唯一办法就是等那个旧的丈夫死去。同样的，我们的身体和魂也嫁给了这个旧的罪性。但当我们重生时，耶稣杀死了那个旧人，并把他清除掉了。现在我们可以自由地嫁给他，并且为他结果子。所以第七章一直在做的类比是在讨论圣经中所谓的我们的肉体部分。这也是我不喜欢现代译本的原因之一。他们会用肉体这个词来谈论旧人或旧罪性。而肉体 flesh 并不是指那种简单的，它所指的是不服从神的血肉之躯与魂。相比之下，重生的本性是一个在基督耶稣里的全新创造。这是哥林多后书五章十七节所说的。总之，我之所以这样讲，是因为保罗说我是属肉体的，已经卖给罪了。他指的并不是重生的他自己，而是指我们本性的身体的部分，是我们的肉体、精神情感部分，圣经称之为魂。但是保罗所指的是魂与体。接下来从第十五节开始，一直到这章的结尾，保罗在此所讲的传统的解经解释为保罗本人就是这样的。
is that they're saying that this is how Paul was. After all
of these decades
of
serving God and
him writing half of the books in the New Testament, even after all of this, Paul was still carnal and the things that he wanted to do, he couldn't do, and he just struggled with this sinful nature, and they used these verses to basically justify a defeated carnal life. And they say,
人们说,
even the Apostle Paul, after all these decades, was still struggling with this. I reject that. That's not what this is saying. And that is not what you read in the book of Acts and in the epistles that Paul is talking about. And Paul talks about him running the race. He finished the course. He has run a good race and done all of these things. This is not descriptive of the way the Apostle Paul was. What this is talking about is that apart from Jesus, if you're just going to talk about his flesh, his own natural ability, then Paul is describing this part of him that is carnal and sold under sin, not his spiritual man. Paul said in Galatians 2, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul isn't describing that here.
Or in Galatians 2:20,
when he was saying that that's who he was in the Spirit, and he walked in the Spirit, and he had victory in the Spirit. But if you could just somehow or another take away the Spirit part, if you left Paul on his own, to live under his own strength and power, this is the way his flesh was by itself. Man, again, this is hard to say because it's just so contrary to what most people think. Let me use myself as an example. But you know what? Through the Lord, I have been blessed,
and
I have seen awesome things happen. I've seen my son raised from the dead. I've seen my wife raised from the dead. I've seen multiple other people raised from the dead. I have seen blind eyes open, deaf ears open. And I know that there's people watching this program that will disagree with you. You don't believe that those things happen to them, but I'm telling you, they happen. Whether you believe it or not, I'm just telling you what happened. I have seen miracles happen. But that is because of Christ in me. It's because of who I am in Christ. It isn't me that did it. I can't heal a man. If you somehow or another could just... separate me from who I am in Christ and let me do things just on my own. I couldn't get a cold here. I can't do anything. Now see, that's an absolute true statement. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 5, without me, you can do nothing. I agree with that 100%, but I'm never without him. And it would be wrong for me just to say that I can't heal anybody, that I can't do anything. It would be wrong for me to say that and make that just an emphatic statement. If I'm saying without Christ, if you're just talking about me and my own physical ability, well then yes, it's absolutely true. I don't have any healing power. This power isn't coming from me. I am not the power source. God is the power source, but that power source lives in me. So see, as Paul began to start saying these things, look at this. He said right here in verse 14, and for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not, for what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, and look at this, he says in parentheses, that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. If Paul would have just said, I know that in me dwelleth no good thing, that would have been wrong. Because he was born again.
他有了重生的灵，这灵与耶稣是一样的。但若他省略了括号里的话，就是在我肉体中，那他所说的就是不准确的。
Then he would have been inaccurate in what he said. And
everything that he's saying in these verses right here is not talking about who he was in Christ and how he was living his life at his time. He was just talking about if you could divorce me from my born-again self and what God has done in me and Jesus living through me, here's what I can rely on my own.
这点极其是重要的，因为这几节并不是在说一个写了近半部新约的人就是这样的人。
在服侍神几十年后，他仍旧在挣扎，他就是无法做他想做的事，这是不正确的。保罗过着得胜的生活，他做的并不完美，但他过着得胜的生活。罗马书七章十四节到十八节并不能准确描述出他的整个人，这几节只是在说，若是没有基督在我里面，那么我就是如此。我100%完全同意这个观点。你知道吗？神赐给我很多祝福，他祝福了我，不仅能让我看到人们被医治之类的，还赐我管理这个事工。我们有700多名员工，可你知道吗？我没有足够的智慧去做 这件事。昨天我与一位男士开车往返丹佛，我们在一起待了几个小时。他问我，你到底是怎么能管理一个超过700名员工的事工呢？你是怎么做到的呢？我亲口告诉他说，我一个人做不到的，我没有这个智慧，我不是管理者，我不是一个组织者，这都不是我的强项。他一直在追问我说，你是怎么做到的呢？我说，都是因为神，是神在我里面活着。所以若我说我无法做我现在正在做的事，这是错误的。因为基督住在我里面，他加给我力量。但若你问我没有基督的话，你能做什么？那么我可以告诉你，若没有他超自然的智慧，没有神赐我的祝福，我的生活就是100%的失败。这会是一个准确的说法。但如果我直接说我是个失败者，我什么都做不了，这就是错的。因为现在基督住在我里面，所以我希望你明白我的意思。对罗马书七章十四节到十八节并不是使徒保罗在描述他是如何生活的，这几节只是他在描述若只有他的肉体他会是怎样的，若是他的能力只靠他自己，那么他就不能行出他想要行的良善。他最终会失败，做错事。我们每个人都是这样的。你知道吗？有些人比其他人更有天赋，而有些人就是长得很漂亮。你知道的，他们有天赋与能力。我经常告诉大家，我并不是那种拥有十项全能天赋、无所不能的人。
That just has the ability and, to do all of these things.
我从来没有在我所做的事上取得过巨大的成功。
In anything that I've done.
但我发现，当我抛开自我和自己的能力时，
I just turn from myself and my own selfish ability.
当我说神啊，我靠着基督凡事都能做，不是说我自己凡事都能做，但我靠着基督凡事都能做。我做过一些完全超过我能力范围的事，我的意思是那太奇妙了。有一段时间杰米和我非常贫穷，我们甚至捉襟见肘。我的意思是我们会几个星期没有东西吃，而现在我看到每个月有数百万美元流入这个事工。我在做一些我力所不能及的事，但因为我与基督联合，我能够做到。所有的合伙人，谢谢你们。所以罗马书七章十四节到十八节，保罗所描述的是他肉体的样子。而有些人，他们所拥有的肉体是，我的意思是，他们在各个方面都很杰出。 可悲的是大多数这样的人都开始信任自己相信自己的能力他们认为神啊你只要介绍我你给我观众你把我放在舞台中央接下来的一切我自己就能搞定因为我是个了不起的人物你知道吗这样的人就是一个信任自己肉体的人感觉到自己不足恰恰是一件好事对你来说是积极的在我们的圣经学院有一门课程你必须站起来教导十分钟而这令许多人感到害怕我曾遇到过在第一年之后就退学的人因为他们不想做在第二年十分钟的演讲我的意思是有些人觉得自己的能力太差了有一些这样的人来找我他们说我就是很害怕我说你知道吗害怕其实是好的他们说这有什么好的呢因为这意味着如果你要超越你的恐惧和不足感你就必须依靠神如果你说我自己是不能够的但靠着基督我凡事都能做我说这才是最棒姿态所以这就是罗马书七章十四到十八节保罗在谈论的是只有他自己的时候他是谁就他自己而言他不能行他想要行的良善而他不想做的恶他却发现自己在做这就是在他的本性中他没有受神掌管的那部分的光景但这并不能描述他的整个人以及他人生的最后阶段不是的罗马书七章十四到十八节只是在说这就是我们肉体的样子让我再读一下第十八节事实上我知道在我里面就是在我肉体中并不是说灵里的他他是在灵里行走但他在本能中是没有良善的因为行善的意愿在我里面但如何能行善我却不知道你无法仅凭自己的能力侍奉神基督的生命不是渐渐改善的生命基督的生命是被更换了的生命换上重生的新人取代从前的旧人这句话我要重复说一次基督徒的生命不是渐渐改善的生命并不是像神会说好吧你自己已经尝试努力了现在我来给你上发条再试一次要做得更好不，基督徒的生命不仅仅只是比你靠自己时改好一些而已。也不是说现在的你可以，基督徒的生命是被更换了的，你已经向自己而死了。你向信任自己而死，向你所自信的东西而死，然后你将你的生命彻底翻转。就像保罗在加拉太书二章二十节说的，现在活着的不再是你，而是基督在你里面，透过你而活着。你现在活着，是记着他的信心而活，不仅仅是你对他的信心，而是他的信心。你是靠神儿子的信心而活，他爱你，甚至为你舍弃了自己。所以基督徒的生命是你真正的向自己死，向自己能力死，向自己的智慧死，从而变成完全的依靠着他，极少有基督徒这样做过。
There are very, very few Christians that have done that.
而明白这一点朝着这个方向前进的基督徒更是少之又少普通的基督徒都是在做自己的事然后向神求赐福而已罗马书七章十四节到十八节所讲的这几节经文是要告诉你与神分离的你的肉体仅凭自己的意志和能力是做不到自己想做的事第十九节说这样我愿意行的善我没有去行我不愿意做的恶我反而去行那么如果我做我不愿意做的事这事就不再是我做的而是住在我里面的罪所做的在这个系列中我已经说过很多次了在这里的罪并不是指个人的罪恶行为这里的罪是在谈论罪性你需要获取我的书得到这方面的确切数据我是凭记忆来讲的讲的可能不完全正确但我记得在罗马书中有38次使用了罪这个词
is used in the book of Romans, there are only
其中只有两次
two times that it's talking about an action of sin. The other times, the Greek word is specifically identifying that sin nature, that sinful nature that you were born with. And Paul here is not talking about who he is now that he's born again, and that sinful nature is gone. He's describing what it's like for a person with a sin nature who has not been forgiven and received salvation and had Jesus take out that sinful nature and give us his new nature. He's describing about a person who's just trying to live for God and fulfill the law out of their own ability, and you cannot do it.
这就不再是你,
it's not you, it's sin. It's that sin nature that dwells in you. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members talking about in his body, his physical feelings, and his mental emotional part. I find another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. And then in verse 24, he says,
然后在第24节,
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? That is not talking about the Apostle Paul decades after his conversion and after he had written half of the books of the New Testament saying that he is just a wretched man. This is saying apart from Christ. In Christ, that born again part of him was as holy and pure as Jesus is. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17.
17节说, 从这一点, 爱在我们里面, 得以完全, 是我们在审判的日子可以坦然无惧, 因为基督这样, 我们在这世上也怎样, 在灵里保罗与耶稣是一样的, 他并没有称基督里的自己是可悲的人。
This is just talking about who Paul would be without Christ, just in his own natural ability, his flesh, it was incapable of serving God. In,
没有基督,
without Christ,
我们一无所有, 没有基督, we are nothing.
We have nothing. And we can do nothing without Christ. And that's the point that he's making. And he just cries out, how can we ever get over this flesh? How can we ever get beyond the limitations of our physical body and our corrupted, sinful thinking? And stuff. And he answers that question in the next verse, in verse 25. I thank God for Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And so he ends this chapter positively saying, man, I can't do it in myself, my flesh. I can't do the things that I want to do, the things I don't want to do. I find myself doing it, but through Christ, we are now delivered. And then he goes into the 8th chapter. I'm not going to have time on today's program to go into the 8th chapter, but man, the 8th chapter is full of victory. The 7th chapter was full of defeat. And let me just contrast this and say that the word Spirit, referring to the Holy Spirit, I think the word Spirit was used one time in the 7th chapter. But in the 8th chapter, I think there are 19 times that the Holy Spirit is mentioned. And the one time that Spirit was mentioned in Romans 7, it wasn't talking about the Holy Spirit, it was talking about your mental disposition, the way you think. So in chapter 7, where all this defeat was mentioned, the Holy Spirit isn't mentioned. This is talking about the flesh, what you are capable of, what I'm capable of, just on our own. But in chapter 8, where it talks about total victory, about that we are, you know, more than conquerors, God has just done all these awesome things for us. In the 8th chapter, the Holy Spirit is mentioned 19 times. Because it's contrasting the flesh, chapter 7, with the Holy Spirit, our born-again spirit being controlled and empowered by the Holy Spirit, and there is victory in the 8th chapter. Man, if you can take all of this in its context and understand this, this is just a recipe for victory in the Christian life. Chapter 7 is showing you the reason the law was given is because people think that I can serve God in my own strength and own ability. So God gave the law and it made that sinful nature rise up and show you how incapable of doing anything in your own strength and power you are. That was the purpose of the law, to show you that you are a mess without Jesus, that you need Jesus ruling and controlling your life. And so it talks about all the frustration and defeat, but then in the 8th chapter, here comes total victory, that we are more than conquerors, nothing will be able to separate us from the life of God that is in Christ Jesus. He's going to quicken our mortal flesh. We are heirs and joint heirs. All of those are statements from the 8th chapter. And it's because the Holy Spirit is now. We are now living under the power of the Holy Spirit. So it'll be on my program tomorrow when I get into talking about all the victorious things in the 8th chapter.